Good evening. I am Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. Republicans in Congress say they have reached a final agreement on their tax plan, and it appears to include opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling. Democrats say they don't know what's in the final agreement because they have not been allowed to see it. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports.
Are you ready to stop this Republican tax scam?
Yeah. Let's do it! All right. Yeah.
Outside the Capitol, Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren fired up a crowd of protesters. But inside, a conference committee was meeting over the tax bill. The purpose of a conference is to iron out the differences between the House and Senate versions. But Republicans had already announced they'd reached an agreement among themselves. And Democratic objections were futile.
Mr. Chairman, I would respectfully move that the conference committee stand adjourned with its work unfinished.
Democratic Representative Lloyd Doggett tried any number of ways to throw off the proceedings. The Republican chairman, Kevin Brady, gave no quarter.
Second the motion.
Thank you. That motion is not available. We will reserve.
Mr. Chairman, appeal the ruling of the chair.
So that motion is also not available.
All right.
So let
Mr.
me go
Chairman,
back over the committee rules.
Well, what are the committee
today
rules other than we do whatever you want?
It was all for show anyway. As Chairman Brady explained, one of the few requirements for a conference committee is to hold one public meeting. This was that meeting. He made it clear Republicans don't have to give the Democrats on the panel copies of the agreement. Brady said they'd see the bill before final passage in the House and Senate, slated for next week. But the committee meeting was a chance for speeches. Senator Lisa Murkowski, when it was her turn, praised the bill's inclusion of drilling in a portion of the Arctic Refuge. It's a goal she has held her entire congressional career, as has every Alaskan elected to federal office.
We fought long to authorize a program for responsible energy development in Alaska's non-wilderness 1002 area, which Congress specifically set aside for its evaluation of its oil and gas potential.
Most Democrats used their speech time to call the bill a giveaway to the rich that would vastly increase the deficit. The nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation put the price tag of the Senate version at $1 trillion. But Republicans, like Alaska Congressman Don Young, say the corporate tax cuts will create more jobs and fuel the economy.
Thank God I'm wearing my cowboy boots today. You know why cowboys wear cowboys' boots? To keep their damn pants clean from the horse manure that comes from people that don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Young looked pointedly across the room at a Democratic senator who had just spoken. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
A Fairbanks man is charged with attempted murder for a shooting on the city's south side Wednesday. Alaska State Troopers report that 43-year-old David Cagwin drove his truck at a pedestrian and fired on the man, sideswiping his car in the process. All the shots missed and nobody was hurt in the incident, which occurred off of Easy Street near Van Horn Road about 2 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. Troopers and Fairbanks police arrested Cagwin and recovered the gun used in the shooting. Cagwin was charged with attempted murder, weapons misconduct, and assault. A former Fort Wainwright soldier has been convicted of distributing and transporting child pornography. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 27-year-old Caleb Basie faces up to 40 years in prison and fines up to $250,000 when he is sentenced February 23rd. Prosecutors say law enforcement were alerted to Basie after receiving reports about an online ad seeking young girls. They say he was an active duty soldier when in January 2014 he posted in the casual encounters section of Craigslist and he included child pornography in an email exchange with an ad respondent. Troopers, military law enforcement, and the FBI were involved in the investigation, which was part of the National Project Safe Childhood Initiative. Alaska's Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office has expanded allegations of major violations in connection with marijuana edibles from a Fairbanks manufacturer. Frozen Bud's product manufacturing license was suspended December the 1st after allegations of excessive THC levels in their edibles. A Tuesday news release from the control office detailed 5 new charges. The new allegations say Frozen Buds has sold edibles contaminated with mold, used untracked marijuana, made products not approved by the Marijuana Control Board, allowed on-site consumption, and sold more than 114,000 untested edible marijuana products. The original investigation stemmed from a tip about a specific product, canna banana bread. Industry regulations state that samples must be selected from each production lot for testing. The next step is for Frozen Buds to take its case before the board of directors, which will then vote on whether to revoke the company's license. The company is the second in Alaska and the first in Fairbanks to have its license suspended. And for more on tonight's stories and others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I am Gary Black.